This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Highlighting two exes trapped in a studio for 4 hours.
We hope you enjoy it as much as we did. Happy birthday, Tim Richards. We're so excited to celebrate you today. How are you feeling on this birthday?
I'm feeling good.
You seem chipper. You seem to be in a good mood.
Yeah,
you woke up fresh.
It's your birthday. It's the one time where I really look at Facebook because I do like all of the DMs.
All the and wishes. All.
This is the one day where I think to myself, Facebook does come in handy.
Yeah.
I do like that a lot.
Do you find yourself wanting to reply to every single one? Or are you just reading them and then at the end you do the group like, thanks for all the love, everyone?
So, no, I don't like to do that. I try to reply to each one. I understand that's the standard thing. I just try to dive a little bit deeper. I figure if you reply to me, if you think to do that, I try to reply to each of you, whether it's 30, whether it's 300, I don't care. I try. I probably don't succeed, but I try. Here's something. It's just between you and I and the EMCs because we have a close bond.
Yes, we do.
I make sure for the, you know, the 4 weeks, the 6 weeks prior, because I'm the worst at wishing people happy birthday on Facebook because I never see them. Now, at least there's a separate tab that I can go to birthdays and wish people a happy birthday.
Yeah.
But leading up to my birthday, I make sure to hit them all. Just.
Oh, so they get you back.
Just.
That's a good plan.
I am so basic.
I'm going to have to steal that. That's a great idea.
So I end up in an algorithm.
Yeah,
maybe I hear
you.
Maybe I haven't seen you for
That's
a little
smart.
Bit. I'm so bad. I can't believe I admitted that on the air.
Wait, are you getting a lot of wishes? We're going to, later this morning on the Jen and Tim show, we have a little mini celebration for you. We'll get and I want to take video of that. So I would say I'd post a photo of you now, because I'm sure Stevie and I could find a lovely photo of you to post for your birthday. But I'd like to take this video. I have a special gift for you. And we'll have people wish you happy birthday there.
If this is even a phonebrella, I don't.
Listen.
I do not want a phonebrella for my birthday. I mean, I appreciate the thought, but I'm just trying to block that now.
I can't tell you what it is. Look at that. You could see the shape of the box.
Okay.
That very much could be a phonebrella.
It could be a phonebrella.
You never know. We'll find out just after 7.
And we're going to get to Dead Guy in an envelope, but I have to mention, and I took video because, you know, you walk into the studio, you're relatively groggy because it's early in the morning. It doesn't matter how many years you've been co-hosting a morning show or waking up early. Anybody that's part of the EMCs, you're probably tired at 4 or 5 in the morning, no matter how long you've been doing it, for whatever reason you're up. Whoever snuck in the studio and decorated this, I'm assuming this is my wife.
This
maybe
is your wife Izzy, and what? Daughter. This is, they sneakily set it up. They did such a good job.
I didn't narrate the video, but I took a video. I'll post that. And yeah, there's balloons everywhere. You got me a coffee, my favorite coffee at Dunkin', and my favorite donuts. Don't reveal on the air what they are. But they,
well, we're going to reveal that.
I appreciate the pink sprinkles. But
six pack.
That was good. So thank you for doing that. And producer Stevie as well said happy birthday. So I really appreciate that. This will make my birthday even better. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
What a birthday gift it would be if we ended this game today. What a birthday gift it would be.
I couldn't even imagine if today was the day that it was revealed. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Please, even if you've never called this show before and you're part of the early morning crew, give me a birthday gift. Give me that gift. Star 102, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Older.
Stop. Parents. You have way too much energy. You're going to be alive for way too long.
I will have a heart attack because I've actually combusted on the air.
Well, that's fair. And it'll be when you're screaming Browns.
Yeah. That's actually how I kind of want to go. I want to be yelling Browns because they won the Super Bowl and I actually died on the air because of excitement of the Browns.
I feel like
that's the way to go.
Did you have a guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope today?
Meatloaf.
No, that was actually our last Dead Guy in an Envelope.
That's all right. That's okay. I appreciate the birthday guest though. Not Meatloaf, which means it continues, which means maybe Jen's birthday.
No, that's another
ten days or so. I don't know. That's the next point maybe we could hit. All right, Dead Guy in an Envelope continues tomorrow morning on Star 102. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. But is it fair to call it a unique Stevie on the socials?
It's a unique Stevie on the socials because what Stevie talked about, first of all, I love what she talks about every day, Stevie on the socials. Her Stevie on the socials yesterday motivated me to prank my husband. Recorded it.
The only thing that I know is that I was asked to leave the studio for whatever is going to be happening in 15 minutes. All I know.
I just would rather you hear it live than you hear it ahead of time, because I just think you'll enjoy it. That's all. I really think you'll enjoy it. And if you listened yesterday to Stevie on the socials, you'll know what this is about. If not, we're going to remind you what she did yesterday, and then you'll get to hear what I did to Nate.
Don't miss it. That's at 6:40. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
Boy, I had a hard time getting in.
You know, we're popular. Birthday. We're popular. What do you think we are,
Happy birthday.
Everyone wanted to wish Tim a happy birthday.
Yeah, it was so good. I just told Jen, I said, we have full phones of people that have never seen their names on caller ID. We have even more EMCs than I ever thought.
Which is
really, really fun.
That's
so awesome. It brings a tear to my eyes.
Keep coming all morning to wish Tim a happy birthday.
It's really, really nice. I do not know what's going to happen. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
There's a trend online. Stevie talked about it yesterday. Stevie on the socials that, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, partners, whatever, are asking their significant other, do you think I could be on the cover of Vogue because of a story that was related to Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber? So because we talked about it on the show yesterday, I happened to be in the car with my husband, Nate. And I decided I was going to ask him and record it without him knowing. And this is how it went.
Do you think I could be on the cover of Vogue?
Yeah, for what?
Just like, I don't know, just on the cover of it.
Like in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah. Any particular reason you would be?
I don't know, just as like, oh, here's a pretty girl.
Yeah, of course I do.
That's very nice.
I don't even really know what that magazine is. I mean, I know what it is, but I don't, like, know what the general consent. I don't think I've ever read it.
It's very high fashion.
I don't know that you're very much a trendsetter. I don't know. Do you wear high fashion?
I'm just getting, I'm getting awkward for him. He's just being set up. In the beginning. Wait, hold on. Listen to this again. What?
Do you think I could be on the cover of Vogue?
Right there, I'm getting very, I don't know what's going to happen, but then it's this. Like,
what?
Just like, I don't know, just on the cover of it.
Like in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says, yes, of course.
Yes.
Yes, of course. And then Jen comes back with,
really?
Like,
are you sure?
Wait a minute. He says yes. He stuck the landing. Like, that's good husband. He said yes. You can be on the cover of whatever magazine you want. Which magazine would you want? You want to be on Elle? Do you want to be on this? Do you want to be online? Do you want to be on Animal Planet? I don't care. You can be on anyone you want.
I think you want to be on Animal Planet.
Well, she's just like, and it's like, really? Uh-oh, what did I do?
I died.
Uh-oh.
I was like,
any particular reason you...
I love his concern of what would you be on the magazine for?
And then I like the admission of guilt that's like, I actually have no idea what this magazine's even about.
I didn't know. And then he says, I don't really know that you're high fashion.
Yeah.
You're a trendsetter.
You really?
You're not high fashion.
You really?
It's very nice of him to say that.
I want to know, like, he wants to make that. It's like, yes, of course you will because you're pretty. Okay, fine. But like, so there's a lot of pretty people. So why else would you want? What is the other definition? See?
I know.
So my takeaway is he is a better husband than Justin Bieber.
Yes. And he was a very, very PC in his answer.
Man.
So good job, Nate.
Nate, always look to see if she's rolling when she's asking you a question. Always look. Very well done.
Well, it's your birthday and, you know, I wanted to do a few things for you. So we will be, I have a birthday gift for you and I'd like to give it to you on the air and I'd like to have the cameras rolling for it. So we're going to do that coming up. That's all I want to say.
I know.
That's all I want to say right now. And
Well, it hasn't moved. I haven't seen any. All right, we'll see. Oh, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Tim Richards. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Could I be on the cover of Vogue magazine?
Especially topless, sure.
See, oh now God. That's the right answer. Very nice, very nice.
So I just wanted to tell you I converted my coworker to listening to this program. I was out ill 1 week, and he came back and told me how Jen lost all those games.
Oh, God, so many. I had almost 8 in a row. It was 7 losses in a row.
Well, how we usually say it on the show is back, to back, to back, to back, to back, to back, to back losses. So now we have a new listener.
Yes, and he enjoys listening to everyone on the show. And I talked to him about your history and even went to Amish Girl, and he was just amazed at how well you two mesh.
I cannot believe how long that you have listened that you can reference Amish Girl.
That's amazing. That is like the entire history of the show.
I know. And you guys are so awesome. I love listening to you every day.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's so nice of you to say. I can't even say thank you enough for that.
Yeah.
To be able to make those references and have somebody else listen to the show is just amazing.
What's his name so we could say hi to him as well?
Scott.
Well, Scott, thank you for listening. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show family. So today is Tim Richards' birthday. Happy birthday, Tim Richards.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you for my coffee. Thank you for my donuts.
What donut? Did you want to just tell everyone what kind of donuts you got?
Pink frosted sprinkle donuts. And my wife and my 10-year-old daughter, clearly stealth, because I walked into the studio, I took a video of this. Balloons and a note.
The note is so cute from your daughter.
Pictures all over the place. I couldn't believe it. I walked in, I thought to myself, did I walk in the wrong studio? How is this even possible? And I just texted them. I said, you guys are sneaky.
They did
this
a
at some point
job.
In time yesterday. So thank you. It has been all the DMs. I'm trying to get back to them. Phone calls, you make it a very, very special day. So thank you for doing that.
So anyone that doesn't know the history of the Jen and Tim Show, Tim and I have worked together for a long time. We used to work together at a previous radio station where we were a couple. We used to date. That didn't work out for us. But here we are many years later hosting the Jen and Tim Show together. For what? How many years have we been doing the show now? Like,
see, this is the time when you should know this.
I didn't think I was going to say
that. You never know how long. I mean, this would be a great birthday gift for you to have that knowledge.
I do forget that. I do. I think it's like 13.
12 years.
12.
You never know.
I always forget. Because I was, here's why.
Because you never remember this.
I was at this state. We've worked for the same company for a long time, both of us, right? At different radio stations. I was at this station a year before you were. So I screw that up. So I was here 13 years, but we've been together on the show for 12 years. We have not ever dated when we were on the show. Married other people, kids with other people, happy lives. And you know, we have a great show together.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know. This buttering up is not Jen of me.
It's not.
And I don't know what hammer is about to drop here, but I am very nervous on my birthday.
No, what I'm trying to say is, and it's not, there's not a hammer about to drop. What I'm trying to say is for many years, we've said to each other, listen, we don't need to get each other gifts. We don't do Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, whatever. We'll buy each other coffee or donuts. And I wanted to get you the donuts today. I got him a six pack of the pink sprinkles. Because usually when we bring in a multi-pack of donuts, you always choose the pink sprinkle donut.
I do. I like those.
You do like those. So I got you a six pack of the pink sprinkles and a coffee.
This proves the fact. Fat Tim continues.
Nobody said that.
Fat boy.
Nobody said that.
Thank you for the donut.
It is your birthday and it's a milestone birthday. So I wanted to. It is. So I got you a gift. And again, I know we've said we don't do gifts for each other, but this year, just this is the one exception. So I was hoping you would open this gift on air next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Should I open this on the air?
Come on.
Boy, I'm glad the cameras are rolling. The smirk on your face, I don't know what is going to happen or pop out of that box, but my heart
glitter.
I'm kidding. Is beating.
No glitter. You have to open the gift. So here, I'm going to give you your birthday gift, and you can open it. And I'm glad we are taking video of this, so you can watch the opening afterwards. And you bring a lot of joy to a lot of people's lives. You're hilarious. You make people laugh. It's great. So to buy you a gift, A, knowing that about you, you want to get something good. B, to buy you a gift as my ex. We are exes from years ago. And it's challenging. And this year, a milestone birthday for you. I thought I really wanted to do something for you. So happy birthday, Tim Richards.
Oh, no. What is this? I'm unwrapping it now. The cameras are on. You can watch this later when we post it.
Be a little gentle.
Okay, I'll be.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, it feels fragile a little bit.
It is a little fragile.
My gosh. A Tim Richards bobblehead?
It's a Tim Richards bobblehead.
Look at this. Now that I love so much. Oh, I'm cutting the head off of it in the camp. Look at that.
Look at that.
How did you even do this with the dope kicks? With the like Browns kicks? I have a Browns jersey on. I'm not saying the number on the air.
I know.
I have the beard and my hair.
And your hair.
Oh my gosh, this is great. How does this even happen? How do you even find a place to do this?
I know, right? Etsy is a wonderful place. You're welcome.
Man, this is so good.
The shoes.
My weight is good.
I know. And they said, do you want to go thick or thin? I said thin because you're not fat.
Thank you.
I had to consult Stevie on the shoes, though. I'm like, Stevie.
Did she see this?
She hasn't seen the actual one. She saw a picture of it.
Oh, Stevie, you got to show it to her. Oh, please,
but
come here.
But the shoes, I was like, oh my God, I know he has. I wanted to put a Browns jersey on you, on your Tim Richards bobblehead.
I cannot believe this. This is great.
I'm so glad you like it. And I was like, I know he has shoes that are like orange and brown-ish.
I do.
That are Browns.
My Nike Dunk Lows. I love
those
shoes.
And I had the, they're the right ones. And
they
I,
are.
I sent her a picture of shoes. She's like, those aren't the ones he has.
Is and I'm Richards
like,
oh, thank God. Back?
Yeah, so yeah. There you go. And it's your very own custom bobblehead. And I mean, who knows? Maybe once we get the Jen and Tim Show shop up and running, we can sell the Tim Richards bobblehead.
That needs to happen. We could sell it. Thank you very much.
You're very
welcome.
That
is really thoughtful. You know I'm going to love that.
Yes, I thought you might like it, Nick. You could add it to your collection. I know you have a man cave at your house.
I do. The bobbleheads are very important. My father-in-law helped me build those shelves. So yeah, that's very cool.
So no, you can add it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Look at that. Oh my goodness. Appreciate that very, very much. Look at that. So we'll put pictures up there and of course the video as well for that bobblehead. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Jen and Tim Show, 12 minutes away from a round of Trump Tui. I like the surprise. A lot of surprises. Decorated studio. My wife, my 10-year-old, clearly yesterday decorated the studio, which was amazing. I walked into that. And then just a few minutes ago, we'll post video, pictures and everything. I have my own Tim Richards bobblehead from Jen. It's got a Browns jersey, has my last name on the back. Here, Stevie.
They did a good job on it, right? Look at the detail on there, Stevie. So Stevie, isn't it so cute?
Looks good.
And she helped consult. Stevie had to help consult.
I was
going to
ask if she knew about it or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, because of the shoe. You know, you're the shoe guy. You're the shoe person on the show.
Well, yeah, at first I was confused because you were like, what shoes does Tim always wear this brown jersey? And you're sending me all these shoes. I'm like, are you buying a matching pair? And then you told me why. So we got the right shoes.
I was way off on the shoes, though, the ones I was sending you, right? Yes. You're like, no, I don't think
they're
that
slightly
was
off, but we got it.
Yes. Yeah. And they look good, right? Those are the right ones.
Hey, you haven't seen this in person, though.
No.
Okay. What do you think?
You have two right feet.
What?
What do you mean I have two right feet?
Like,
oh my God, let me see that.
They both.
Well, you're standing next to.
They're both right.
Let me see that.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh my God, the feet are backward. Wait, how does that even happen?
Are they both right?
The feet are backwards.
Are they flipped?
Oh my God, can I send this back? I didn't. So here's the thing. When I got this, I was so worried about like touching it or opening it or whatever. I didn't spend a lot of time with it. I just wrapped it up really nicely and packed it so that it was like put away. You look at your feet.
Let me see these feet. Hold on.
How are the feet messed up?
That looks painful. I have two left feet because the insoles are. I have two left feet on the bottom.
Oh my gosh!
Does that make me more or less sturdy? 216.
Do I have to exchange your bobblehead? No, how does that even work? This is from an Etsy shop, and honestly, I think the face is real. Everything's good now. Except
it is
the dumb feet. Oh my God!
I think it makes it unique to Tim.
It does make it unique. It's exactly.
Does it?
Maybe that's how his feet are, and we just never noticed.
I don't think they're like that.
So what I'll do, we have a lot to post.
Turn that this way so I can see.
Look at
that. Let me see it.
I've got a little lean. You're got a little lean. Like if I'm walking to my parking meter, I just pull to the left a little.
I cannot believe that.
That is definitely. Now it looks painful. Look at that right foot. It's a left foot.
How did they do that?
I don't have any idea. The rest of it looks fantastic. It's just my foot's backwards. It's just on wrong.
Both feet.
Just on wrong.
But like, don't you think they like made it from clay? Like, don't you think they just like they handmade it?
You
or
know,
did they have feet that they just?
You know, it's tough hiring people these days. And maybe there was just a surplus of left feet. So somebody, it makes me feel better that somebody else with a customized bobblehead has two right feet somewhere. So I'll trade you if you're listening.
There you go.
So
you can.
There we go.
Really?
I will take a picture. So we have video. I'll take a picture of the bobblehead. It's and it's still lovely. I don't care. It's fine.
I'm sorry about
that. And I'll take
that.
A picture of two left feet, and we'll post all of this.
Wow.
Good eye, Stevie. Of course
Thank
Stevie
you.
Caught that.
Stevie.
I love that.
Okay.
There we go. I can't look at the feet. If I look at it, and we're getting to three things. Look at it straight down. Like straight down.
Nice thing.
From behind. From this way.
I think.
And look at the feet. It looks so painful.
I like how your takeaway is painful.
It looks so painful. It looks like the
it's
what's
so
the
bad.
What's the Stephen King movie where she hits him in the feet so he can't walk?
Oh, Misery.
That's what it looks
Kathy
like.
Kathy Bates.
That's
it does. It looks like she did that to your arches.
It does.
I'm really sorry.
So she smacked an arch.
I'm gonna have to email this Etsy shop.
I love the bobblehead either way. But
oh
thank
my God,
you, Stevie,
it took
for playing
so long
that out.
To get that in. This is
Thank you. It's okay. It's fine.
We will follow up next week. Okay.
Nobody will notice.
Planet. I noticed, and it's Stevie noticed right away.
Okay, that was well the then... first thing I noticed. I said, something looks off. I wonder what it is. Oh, the feet. They're wrong.
God. All right.
Thank you anyway. I love it. I don't care. I don't care
Other
about
than that,
feet.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I don't
and
care
it's
about
the right
feet.
Shoes. That's really all that was
it
important.
It is the right yeah. shoes. We just Thank need you. To add a Thank chunk you. To each foot.
It's fine.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.